Hello everyone, I'm Dr. Sri Banerjee, epidemiologist, biostatistician, faculty member. And in this segment, I'm going to be going over confidence intervals and how manipulating the sample size and manipulating the confidence intervals makes the numbers, the population mean and the sample mean, makes the sample mean more precise. I'm going to show you how that happens both visually and conceptually. So let's go ahead and get started. I want you to notice this portion where the confidence interval width is changing. So here's 99% confidence interval, and as you can see, the width is quite broad. So you cannot be as certain and be precise as when you start to decrease the confidence intervals. So notice right here what happens. So I'm changing from 99% all the way down to 76%, and what you find is that the number, the precision has just increased because the numbers under the curve have actually decreased. So that means that this is a more precise confidence interval. If you take a look, so this is the population mean right in the middle, and the blue is the sample mean. So if you take a look at the sample mean, that changes as well because the likelihood of the sample mean landing in the population mean has just changed and has become more precise. Now let's take a look from lower to higher, because sometimes going both ways actually reveals more. So let's take a look at what happens to the numbers again going up. So as you go up in the confidence intervals, as you can see, these increase. So the sample means are actually further away when you increase the confidence intervals. Now let's take a look. Let's keep the confidence intervals the same. And then I'm going to increase the sample size. And when you increase the sample size, as you can see, again, looking at this window, that you're becoming more and more precise. And this, as the sample size increases more and more, the precision increases. And you see the changes. These are less precise, and then these are more precise because the sample means are landing very close to the population mean. And what this is actually indicating is the sample size that you're seeing. So these are very close together as the sample size increases. And that's the change in accuracy. And here is kind of a coverage. Because they're so close, the mu or the sample mean is being included like 190, 191. Many times, whereas only through three of the sample mean was not between the confidence interval. So this is what the concept is behind the confidence interval. And a lot of times students have a lot of confusion in trying to understand how changing the confidence intervals visually looks in terms of where the sample size is in relation to the population mean. So the sample mean versus the population mean. That's what you're looking at in the long term. I hope this has made some sense. Thank you for listening.